everybody. This is Christine Anderson, marketing coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior formulation chemist, and we are talking about formulation number 7004, and this is the waterless shampoo for dogs. In terms of waterless, talk about what you mean with waterless.
Get this question a lot. Waterless is not referring to the product itself. There is water in the formula, and it's a liquid form even, but it's a no-rinse product, so you don't have to use any water. There's no need for a tub or, like, a big mess.
And then we say that it's for dogs, but we were just talking, you could use it for cats.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
And I have. I've used it on my cat before.
Cats don't like water.
So much easier.
Yeah, I bet. So this, you can put it in a pump foamer, and then you just pump it on your hands, and you run it through the animal. We'll say the animal.
Right. Yeah, massage it into the coat, whatever areas that you want to clean. You can spot clean, or you can do, you know, head to toe. And the shampoo is going to loosen and lift the dirt from the skin and the hair, and then you just towel dry to wipe it away.
And then this has our Suganate 160 NC in it, which, of course, is zero irritation, so it's mild enough to leave on the dog's skin.
Definitely. I mean, you are wiping the majority of it away, but what's left behind is going to be completely non-irritating, so great for all types of dogs, even puppies that have more sensitive skin.
So the 160 NC, it's not only, helping with foam, but it is the detergent in the shampoo.
Yes, it's the primary anionic, so it's actually the one that's lifting and removing the dirt and oil.
And the colloid C is multifunctional, so it's conditioning the skin, but then also...
contributing to cleansing and foam. And you get some antimicrobial activity from it, so it can help to boost the efficacy of your preservative.
You wouldn't need as much.
Right. And we don't list a specific preservative here, so we've given, you know, the formulator a lot of flexibility there. Both the Suganate 160 NC and the Colipid C come unpreserved. And both these surfactants are sustainably sourced, readily biodegradable, and non-irritating.
And then you pH balanced this. I think I'm saying that wrong. You made it to match the pH.
Yeah, it's pH balanced for dogs.
There you go.
So that's one of the main differences between human and dog shampoos, besides, you know, mildness or fragrance loads. The pH of dog skin, and this will vary with breed or gender or a number of other factors, but generally their pH is on the more neutral to alkaline side, around 7 to 8, whereas human skin is more acidic at around 5 to 6. So this formula is set in that 7 to 8 range to be pH balanced for the dogs.
Okay, and then we just added a little bit of fragrance and preservative.
Again, that fragrance is in there at a pretty low level, so that it's not irritating. And then also, you know, dogs' noses are more sensitive than ours. A lot of dog shampoos are fragrance-free, so you could take the fragrance out of this formula also. The surfactants that we have in there are pretty mild odor.
And then a lot of dogs are having skin issues. Who knew that a dog could be allergic to a fragrance or anything like that? But it's happening, and it's very irritable. So this is formulation number 7004. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.